Welcome to Shaped by Scripture. This month, we'll continue walking together through Scripture, helping you memorize it, understand it, and live it out in practical faith-shaping ways. Here's what we believe. When God's Word takes root, it bears fruit. It reshapes how we think, reorients how we live, and renews how we love. Scripture doesn't just change moments, it changes lives. So wherever you are today, pause for a moment. Take a deep breath. Open your heart to what God wants to say. And let's continue this journey together, allowing our lives to be shaped by Scripture. Contextual understanding, March 3rd, 2026. But as for me and my house, we will serve the Lord. Joshua 24:15b. To understand the full meaning of Joshua 24:15, we must place it within its historical and biblical context. The book of Joshua describes Israel's transition from wandering in the wilderness to finally taking possession of the land God had promised to Abraham centuries earlier. Joshua, the successor to Moses, led Israel through military campaigns, division of the land, and the covenant renewal. By the time we reach Joshua 24, the nation has settled into its new territory, and Joshua is an elderly leader preparing to give his final address. The setting of Joshua 24 is the city of Shechem, a significant location in Israel's history. Shechem is where God first promised Abraham. The land Genesis 12:6 and 7, where Jacob buried foreign idols, Genesis 35:2 and 4, and where the tribes earlier renewed their covenant with God during Joshua's leadership, Joshua 8:30 through 35. Gathering the people at Shechem was not accidental. It visually and spiritually reminded them of God's long, faithful work from generation to generation. The occasion for Joshua's declaration is a covenant renewal ceremony. Joshua recounts God's saving work from the days of Abraham through the Exodus and into the conquest of Canaan. Then he challenges Israel to choose whom they will serve now that they live in the land. Joshua knows Israel's history all too well, the pattern of drifting, complaining, and turning to idols, surrounded by nations with appealing gods. Israel will face constant pressure to compromise. Joshua also recognizes that comfort often becomes the enemy of faithfulness. The people who depended on God in the wilderness might begin to forget him in the east of the promised land. This is why Joshua makes his bold declaration, "But as for me and my house, we will serve the Lord." He is drawing a clear line of commitment. Even if the entire nation hesitates or drifts, Joshua declares that his life and his household will remain loyal to the covenant God who saved them. His words are not simply a personal mission statement. They function as a model for Israel's response. Leadership begins with personal obedience, and Joshua wants the nation to see what faithfulness looks like. Within the broader context of the book, Joshua 24:15 serves as a climactic conclusion. The book begins with God commanding Joshua to be strong and courageous, and it ends with Joshua showing what courage looks like and a public commitment to serve God. This verse reinforces the theme that the future of God's people is shaped by their choices, especially their willingness to reject idols and remain faithful to the Lord.